So onto something very serious. I mean, it's really heartbreaking, as many of you would know, having to watch a very ill family member deteriorating to the point where neither you nor the doctors can do anything more to help them. Now, many families have been in exactly that situation. Once the doctors give up and the patient is terminally ill, it's not uncommon for them to end up in a hospice, which guarantees them dignity in their last days. But hospices also offer palliative care, which is invaluable, but it's also expensive to provide. At Hospice Wits, which intervenes in the lives of over 5,600 people a year, is in the midst of fundraising at the moment because it hasn't met the targets it needs to continue with its important work next year. So Hospice Wits CEO Jackie Kay and Leandy Streeter, the marketing manager, join us in studio this afternoon. Thank you so much, Jackie and Leandy. Great to have you with us. I mean, you're talking about something extremely, extremely serious here. You're often entering a person's life at the tail end, or you're providing ongoing care that cannot be ordinarily provided in a home environment. The work you're doing is so valuable, but you're also serving quite a wide area, as I understand it, Jackie.
Yes, firstly, thank you very much for having us on today. We really appreciate the exposure. We look after a geographical area that extends to the N3, extends to Pretoria, extends through Soweto. There are hospices on either side of us. So there is a Hospice East Rand, a Centurion Hospice, but we look after that geographical area. So it is a very large area. Soweto in itself, obviously, is huge. Yes. And there are many, many patients there who don't get to see us because we just can't reach them due to funding or lack of funding, but also because of the geographical area where we have to get out to their homes. Most of what we do is in the comfort of their own home.
All right. So just explain that to me, because I understand that, I mean, you're dealing with terminally ill patients.
Correct.
But you're also dealing with palliative care. So what forms do those usually take when you provide them?
All right. So what we do for the person is we can look after them from the diagnosis phase. So
that's early.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if I'm diagnosed with fourth stage breast cancer, I can actually register with Hospice Wits or any hospice immediately, because what happens is an interdisciplinary team cares for that patient holistically, meaning that they look after you and your family and anybody impacted by that life-threatening diagnosis. We don't stop you from doing undergoing chemotherapy, radiation. We want to work alongside the physician. So we're not the end piece. We actually are a group that will look after you from the beginning. We will just care and support you, because at the end of the day, you're going through emotional trauma.
Yes.
At the worst time of your life.
Yeah.
Your family is also falling apart. So if our social workers, our counselors, our home care nurses are all there for you, we support the whole family and the whole family unit. And the patient comes first. What does the patient need? The patient doesn't want to have to deal with the emotional trauma that the family is going through, because they're dealing with their own.
Mm-hmm.
So now our people are there and they're caring for them. And the home environment is very critical. So when you are in a stage of, you come back from chemotherapy, you are exhausted, you are probably very ill, all you want to do is be in your own bed in the comfort of your own home. You don't want to be in a hospital or anything.
Right.
We come into the home. We come in whenever you need us. Do you need us to come in there daily to see how you're doing? Do you need us to come in there monthly? Do you need us just to phone you and find out how you're doing? Or do you want us to phone the family and say, is mom or whoever coping? That is what hospices do. So it's that whole team of support that we offer from time of diagnosis, or later, or in the middle of the journey, or whenever it is. And that is something that we really want to get across. It's not at the end. It's not the last 4 days, the last 2 hours, the last day.
Yes.
Because people that come to us say to us, if only we had known about Hospice Wits or hospice long ago, mm-hmm. we would have been pain-free, our symptoms would have been controlled, we wouldn't have ended up with bed sores, the family around us would have understood exactly what was going on, and we would have then have been able to cope far better and not get into this emotional situation of dire straits and what do we do now and how do we do things. And that's
yes.
really what hospices do for everybody.
So what a brilliant service you provide. I mean, I had no idea it was quite so extensive, but Leandy, this suggests to me that it can't be a cheap exercise. I mean, you've obviously got to provide the best care, you've got to be on hand, you've got to have a large number of personnel. I imagine that they're many more expensive that people like me have not even considered in the running of a hospice of this nature.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Joanne. So, yeah, we have an interdisciplinary team who ultimately help us provide the programs, the palliative care programs in the home environment through home care, as well as our two inpatient units. So we have an inpatient unit in Soweto, as well as an inpatient unit in Houghton. So we do have a substantial amount of money to raise. We do that through various initiatives. So before or by March next year, we need to, in order to keep impacting over 5,600 lives, of which we obviously also support families to continue coping through daily life, we need to raise a minimum of 7 million rand. We also have, and how we do this is we have various initiatives. So one of the initiatives that is coming up right now is the Tree of Light lighting ceremony. Oh, and gosh. What we have that at the Johannesburg Zoo on the 24th of November. Oh, and we also, what we encourage people to do is visit our website, mm-hmm. and they can find the Tree of Life at the Tree of Light link.
Yes.
And what you can do is you can buy a globe in celebration of someone special in your life that you would like to honor with a personalized, dedicated message.
Yes.
And we've just redone our website, and it's really great. It's fun. You can customize your globes. You can personalize your messages, and you can go and actually look for your message and your globe on the tree, as well as obviously celebrate and honor somebody who has passed away, who mm-hmm. has been impacted by life-threatening illness.
Yeah.
And then there's also opportunities for businesses to buy globes and encourage their staff and employees to get involved, because we know that, you know, these patients, we have our patients that are impacted, but we also have family members that are impacted, and quite often this impacts business and, you know, productivity quite a lot. So, and today everybody knows somebody who has been diagnosed, who's had an illness, or knows a family who has been through a journey, who has lost a loved one, or who has overcome. So this initiative is very much about honoring that journey, celebrating that journey, giving corporates as well as small business, as well as the individual person out there who wants to celebrate someone or remember someone, an opportunity to do that through the platform, which is the Tree of Light. And then also join us on the 24th of November for a wonderful afternoon at Johannesburg Zoo, where we have great entertainment as well as a tree lighting ceremony. We're expecting about 2,000 families. It's a great event filled with, you know, it's family, it's care. We have some of our community of care sharing their journeys. And then we have a magnificent tree lighting moment. And we also have an opportunity for corporates to partner with us there, or business to partner with us at this particular event as well. And so we would love to appeal to folks to please come and sponsor our star.
Yes.
It's a magnificent tree. The zoo has actually built there's an actual lawn for our event. It's an annual event. It's been going for 12 years now. This will be the 12th year. We're also turning 40, so it's a wonderful year to celebrate that. And then Joanne, we also have various other events that take place during the course of the year that we're always looking for partners, headline partners, to help us produce the events, to help us impact families. We have a fantastic event coming up in April next year called Night with the Stars. Mm-hmm. That is with Jan Milan. It is a celebrity fashion showcase. And it happens at the end of SA Fashion Week. We have a significant amount of amazing celebrities and talents walking the ramp with South Africa's top designers. And it's a very special star-studded event. We only have 415 seats available for that event.
Yeah. And what's the cost of those tickets, Leandi?
About 350 rand.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you've got really innovative fundraising events going on. I find that really lovely. And I mean, the one question is, I think everybody is experiencing a bit of donor fatigue at the moment, because indeed. There's so many demands out there. Jackie, why should people, if they are going to donate, whether it's a corporate or just a private individual, why should they donate to your cause?
I would like to encourage people to invest in what we do, the care and support that we offer. I'd like to encourage people who, I mean, we all are going to die, all right? Not everybody will have a life-threatening illness. at the end of their lives. But somebody is going to be touched by that. So you invest in the care and support that we offer to the communities, which is desperately needed out there, because it's not just cancer patients we look after. We look after any patient with a life-threatening illness. So for me, it's an investment in the future of somebody in your life that is going to be impacted, that we can then care for, to keep our doors open. Looking after the 5,600 patients is critical. So your return on investment is basically, we know that this organization is there. It is there to help patients. It's there to help families. It does bereavement counseling as well. In other words, we don't drop straight away once the person has passed away. We make sure that we support that family for another year or whatever they need. So it's really a full investment in the services of people that are qualified to offer palliative care in your home or in an inpatient unit, and to make sure that person dies with dignity, that they are comfortable, that they have got symptom control 24/7, and that there is no pain, because the worst thing to do is to die in pain.
Sure. So much to think about, Jackie and Leandia. I thank you very much for coming in, but I must also thank you for the great work you do.
Thank you.
And the pain you alleviate. It's already it's a society that's gripped by all kinds of trauma, and you are certainly playing your part in alleviating that. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you so much for coming in to speak to us today. So we are, just give me your website address once again, please, Leandi, so we can direct our listeners there.
100%. It's www.hospicevits.co.za. And if people go to the donation page, they will find the various initiatives that they can support. And we also have a telephone line available for people to give us a call if they want further information, or if they would like to make a donation, a general donation. Can I give you that number?
Yes, please go
ahead. Fantastic. It's 011-483-9175.
Yes.
That's 011-483-9175.
Thank you so much for coming in. You heard the voices there of Leandi Streeter. She's the marketing manager, and prior to that, CEO Jackie Kay of Hospice Wits. Let's give you that address again, www.hospicevits.co.za. The donation page is where you need to go onto the website, and give them a call if you prefer, 011-483-9175.